Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's like barbecue in season. Oh, God. I hate what I just did.
Put some shrimp on the barbie. Mm.
Oh, because it's grilling. Yeah. It's grilling season. Like, we're heading into the three-day weekends and then the holiday. Where does the fourth land? It doesn't matter. It's like just...
The fourth is on a Friday.
Let's go!
Yep. Fourth day of July.
That is how it works. Actually.
Is when it lands this year.
So you're going to be that guy? Here's the deal.
Only choice I have.
I saw a story saying, if you're out grilling and chilling, throw some Twinkies on the barbie.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're getting a Barbie. Like, any day now.
You're going to buy a Barbie and you're going to put Twinkies on it.
Well, not the first thing. But yeah, now that you say that, think about how the sugar on the outside, like on the cake part, the sugar is going to get a little
crisp. You're ruining your grill.
What?
Am I?
No, you're not.
Because then it's going to have the sugary stuff on there. It's
you're ruining it when you put hot dogs in there because then it has hot dog juice on it.
It's totally different.
You clean it.
Hot dog in a Twinkie?
In a Twinkie. Oh, like use it as the bun?
Like a little slice?
I want to hate it,
a little
but
slit.
I would try it.
I bet it would be good.
So you're going to router out a Twinkie?
I would, yeah.
What are you going to use to router it out?
Tongue.
I realize I'm setting it up.
So much worse than the other option.
No,
somehow him saying tongue was
a
worse.
Relief for you or not a relief?
Was worse than the other option.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
That's why it was worse. Also, you can't really router it out too much. That was hard for me to say.
Yeah.
Because there's filling and you want the filling.
Yeah,
Do you want the filling?
I think
of
you do.
Of course.
The filling's going to disappear if you put a Twinkie on a Barbie. Don't you think it's going to go like, it's going to liquefy? Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Because when you used to deep fry them, you had to put like tempura on it to hold.
Thinking better.
Like, if it.
I don't think it was tempura.
It was tempura.
I don't
it was too.
Think it's crunchy like that. I think it's just
It was crunchy.
You're like, I'm picturing there's like a hot dog trend where people are like.
You mean a corn dog?
That's what I meant. Yes. Sorry. Where like they're battering it and like rolling it in like extra crunchy stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what they did with the Twinkie. It was
just
funnel cake batter
That's what it is, funnel cake batter.
But it seals it so if you did liquefy the inside, it couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But if you just shove a wiener through it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're cutting, my version of this is you're cutting the Twinkie in half.
That's what
you're
I was
putting
thinking.
A hot dog in the middle of it and then you're taking a bite.
So you never fry the Twinkie in your scenario?
You barbecue it.
But you don't put your
you
buns
grill
the
hot dog first.
You do them separate
Yeah.
So you are grilling the Twinkie as well.
Yeah.
And then cutting it in half, sticking that grilled dog in there.
I just say, thanks to Five Guys, I'm a strong proponent of cutting your weenie in half too. You have to cut
your weenie in half?
Yeah, cut your weenie in half when you're grilling it. because then it's like it's got more surface of like touch the grill.
Yeah,
it's very good. Oh, because Five Guys cuts them in half and then opens up the hot dog bun all the way and makes it like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And then you put them back together.
Uh-huh. They'll use their tongue too.
Yeah, I think they hollow it out with their with whatever they got. That's in
that. To be clear, I don't know that the hot dog Twinkie is good. I just came up with that. Right, so if anyone tries it and it's terrible. That's on you.
Literally, don't call him.
This is literally what we're trying to do now that we're all saying literally too much. We want good ideas for like grilling or good ideas for food combinations. Because like I think sometimes people go out in the world and they go, have you tried blank on a blank? And you go, that sounds awful. And then you try it and you're like, oh my God. I think the one that everybody still is trying to convince us that it's cool is grapes and chicken salad. And those people can die in a fire.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
No.
Grapes in a chicken salad.
Yeah.
It adds that little that you need.
I don't need the I like chicken salad.
So you just like want a chicken salad.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if I want crunch.
I'm a chicken salad.
If I want crunch, I'll put celery in it, but you don't want a grape.
No, but a grape is sweet.
I don't want sweet. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. I don't want what the grape offers.
Okay.
The grape shouldn't be there.
But this paper in front of me, there's an idea. Dip a grilled cheese into grape jelly.
Yeah.
It's like a charcuterie board in a sandwich.
Do it again. A grilled cheese
sandwich dipped into grape jelly.
No.
Because if you think about on a charcuterie board, you have crackers, you have cheese, and then you have like the fig jam.
I don't.
Ooh!
Your charcuterie boards are stupid. I have honey on mine. Different kinds of
honey.
You know
what?
Whipped honey.
You could do
that
too.
Stupid.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Both of you spell charcuterie.
C-H-A-R.
C-H-A-K-A.
K-A. C-U-E.
All right. It's settled.
I messed up.
Did you guys see the moment when Erica was just done with me? Yeah. She just drew a line in the sand and was like, you're stupid.
She's been hanging on to that for a while, I think.
All right. Here's what we want. Whether it's grilling or just a great food combination, we're all going to be like culinary disasters here very soon. We want to try new stuff. So what is a food combination or a food preparation that we have to try? 303-222-5423. I can't make eye contact with her. Or you can call that number. You can text that number.
I have one that I want to tell you about, but Erica, actually, that just reminded me when you said the grilled cheese in the jelly.
Yeah, the grape jelly.
Is if you do jelly on toast... Mm-hmm. Add a little salt.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it with the salt.
You have said that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have tried it, and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. If you get like the big flecks of salt.
Oh, the finishing salt. Yeah,
yeah.
The shaving.
So good.
But so that's that one. The other one I have is a pudding cup and then a pack of Smarties. And you just put the Smarties in the pudding cup.
Like chocolate pudding?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Smarties?
What the hell are
What are smart?
Like the weird little,
the candy.
You used to grind
them
up and
Smarties.
Them.
Yeah. I can't imagine them in chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll never go back. Yeah.
All right.
Are they like big sprinkles, kind of?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
A little sweeter, though?
Yeah. One per pack, you're feeling frisky, you can do two Smarties in a pack. But that's like a lot
two
of crunch.
Two whole rolls of Smarties in one pack of pudding?
I mean, the way you looked at me, that seems ridiculous, I guess.
Yeah, no, that was a lot.
Okay. It's good.
We've actually had one of the ones that's been suggested. The restaurant or the bar right here, The Griff.
Yeah.
They make deep fried cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And they serve it with the most decadent caramel sauce.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would I want that? And then once you put one in your head, you're
it's
like.
It's so good.
Question. Is a deep fried cheese curd kind of similar to a mozzarella stick?
Except the cheese curds go like. When they hit your teeth. They make a weird little. Anybody from the Midwest will back
they
me
do.
Up. They make a weird sound on your teeth. They go like.
Okay. But, you know, okay.
Yeah, no, just like a mini version of it.
No, but a mozzarella stick would never make your teeth sound weird.
Okay, mind is that part. Caramel?
It's really good.
Oh, my God. Okay. Erica, I swear to God.
It's kind of like the honey and cheese on a charcuterie.
Okay.
It's that vibe.
Okay. Yeah, honey and cheese, not jelly, right?
Well, or big jam.
I want all of them, so.
She didn't high-five you back.
Okay. The other one I just want to say real quick, somebody suggested popping open an Oreo and putting a potato chip on it.
Yeah.
We in this room seem to have a real vibe towards salty and sweet at the same time.
Yes.
Whereas, if somebody, like the Boy Scouts, I want to hurt them. They do that thing where it's a caramel popcorn with the cheese popcorn together. Don't do that.
No.
Don't mix the cheese and the caramel.
Those stay separate.
It's completely, even though I just said cheese curds and caramel. No, it's not good.
Okay. You literally just said cheese.
I know, but you don't do it with popcorn.
My notes are getting confusing. What are you saying?
All right. Weird food combos convince us to try them. 303-222-5423.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so everybody in the room except me wants to put a weenie in a Twinkie and grill it.
All of these recommendations, not recommendations, suggestions, yeah. I would try right now.
Yeah, like I'm kind of hungry now.
Same.
Do you remember a long time ago when we did this and somebody said to put mustard on watermelon and yeah. we were like, that sounds disgusting?
And then we did it?
It's really good.
I didn't try that one.
You got to try it. Do you like mustard?
I do.
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah.
Trust me. Just
like
let it
a
happen.
Dijon or like no, a yellow?
No, just yellow.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Dirty mustard. Cheap.
Jamie.
Yay!
Yay!
What's the weird food combo we're doing?
Not really that weird. You just take a whole pineapple, core it, quarter it, make your wedges, put them on a skewer, cinnamon sugar, grill it.
Yeah.
Cinnamon and sugar and grilled. Oh my
God. So good.
Because it's kind of like,
so you do it to like
pineapple upside down cake?
A little bit.
Mm. You can do sweet or savory with this. You can do that till it chars, caramelizes. You've got a great dessert. Otherwise, you can grill also some onion, jalapenos, and make a pineapple relish, a spicy pineapple relish.
Ooh.
Say less, brother. Can we come over to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, I cook too much, man. More than you, Slacker.
That's a tall order. Do you ever put tahini on pineapple?
Yeah, overrated.
Oh, ooh. Incorrect, sir. We were going to be besties until that moment.
Oh, guy knows a lot about pineapple.
I have things to teach.
Hey, trust me. Back when I was out there, pineapples.
Stop. Also, back when you were out there, you're still single.
But I've resigned myself to be Austin.
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
I love, and I have to have chili and cinnamon rolls together.
I've heard of that.
Oh, like red chili, like hamburger chili.
Yeah. Yep. With cinnamon rolls.
Oh my gosh, you just ruined my life.
I've heard of people doing that, but I've never done it.
It's like cornbread, but better.
It's kind of a heavy breakfast.
Yeah, I always have the chili with the cinnamon rolls. I make Mexican cornbread as well, but like the... chili cinnamon rolls is just like...
You guys, I'm hungry, for real.
Yeah.
Do you dip the cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
Get some of that icing in there.
Oh.
It's so good. I can't even explain it. It's so good. If you haven't had it, you've got
to have it. Where can you get both at the same time, though? Because like Wendy's has chilies, but they don't have...
Well, great.
When
go
I
to
make
Wendy's.
It at my house. Do you guys want to come over for dinner?
Yeah.
Say less. So we're putting you on hold. Thank you, Austin. I think she would have us over.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I trust her not to kill me. I do.
Okay.
We'll see.
Lenny?
Yay.
What's your weird food combo that we got to try?
Meatloaf with cream cheese, jalapenos, and bacon.
Nope.
Can I confess? I don't know that I've had meatloaf like in the last 30 years.
But you've had it. You know
maybe
what it
when
is.
I was two?
Give or take.
I don't know. So I don't, like, do you mean like jalapeno and bacon and cream cheese on top or inside?
Yeah, or in it. You're right. That's a good question.
Inside it.
Like you swirl.
So then you don't know the cream cheese is there anymore.
No, it kind of like dissolves in. Like if you think of like a jalapeno popper with meatloaf.
I'm going to tell you, I'm so cream cheese averse that I would know it was there.
I need you to get with the you don't like a cream cheese frosting?
No way. If you set cupcakes down and don't tell me which ones are buttercream and which, I can tell from about 3 feet away.
And if, what was it, Austin with the chili and the cinnamon rolls, if those cinnamon rolls had cream cheese frosting?
I would absolutely not have it.
Wow.
She has to use buttercream icing on it. Cream cheese icing on a cinnamon roll? Sorry, Cinnabon. You suck.
No, it's so good.
It's so bad. Good. It taints it. It smells sour.
Yeah, it's got the weird at the end.
The wang.
Yep, at the end.
I don't want a wang.
So you don't need a bagel and cream cheese ever?
God, no.
I'm so bringing one in.
Oh, my God. I will run out of the room, you nasty, nasty human. Kate?
Yay.
Weird food combo or hatred between Slacker and Erica is what it's turning into. What's yours?
Yeah, so growing up, my grandma would always make us chicken noodle soup and peanut butter sandwiches. And I always thought that was like a normal, everybody knew about it.
Nope,
but apparently that's really strange.
Did you dip the peanut butter sandwich into your chicken noodle soup?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, I'm into it.
Yeah, don't knock until you try it, girl. Relax.
It's not that bad.
Hold on. My brain is starting to do it, and it's a
like
little
chicken and peanut butter is like giving Thai food.
It's kind of it's giving me the Thai.
Exactly.
You're right. It's like a peanut sauce.
Yeah.
Don't knock until you tried it. But it's chicken noodle soup. You don't want to taint the...
Just get Thai food.
Yeah,
no.
If you want Thai food, get Thai food.
Try something new.
It's like Midwest Thai food or something.
That's a weird one. I don't hate it as much as I did. Truly?
Yay!
What's your weird food combo?
I know it sounds crazy, but pickles and peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, I'm reading a text right now that also says deep fried pickles dipped in peanut butter, so you're on to something.
Pickles?
Wait.
I thought you would like it. You like pickles. Wouldn't you like it?
Dude, I can like this and like that and not want them together.
Mm. I'm not angry at this.
I have loved all of these so far.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're heading over to Austin's house for some chili and cinnamon rolls.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.